Braisa says the first rain is called Yoyer because it instructs its Moira, the people, to plaster the roofs, to bring in their produce and do all other preparations for the rainy season. Another reason is that it saturates, it's Merava, the earth. Another reason is that it comes down calmly, not strongly. The Braisa asks, maybe the word Yoyer refers to the fact that it makes the fruit fall to the ground, Yoyer throws it down and floods out the seeds and the trees. Marissa, the Pasuk therefore compares Yoyer to Malkish, which is the later rain. The teacher, just as Malkish refers to good rain, so too Yoyer also refers to good rain. The Braisa asks, maybe Malkish refers to rain, Malkish is also maybe bad, refers to rain knocking down houses and trees and bringing locusts. Where it says, the Pasuk therefore compares Malkish to Yoyer, teacher, just like Yoyer is good rain, so too Malkish is good rain. So we know that Yoyer is good. So how do we talk about it? So you're saying it's based on the comparison, but how do we know talk about Yoyer by itself is good? You can compare Malkish to it. Where it says, because the Pasuk says that Hashem gives Hamoira Litzdoka, the first rain, as charity. So you see, obviously something good. The Braisa says the Yoyer rain comes in Cheshvan and Malkish comes in Nisan. The Braisa says maybe Yoyer comes in Tishrei, Malkish in Iyar. The Pasuk says Be'itoy in his proper time, and the best time for Yoyer is Cheshvan, and for Malkish is Nisan. Rav Neloi Ba'idi, in the name of Shmuel, said the word Malkish means that it cuts out its mull, the kasha of Yisrael, the hardness of the Yidden, meaning that they do tshuva if the rain doesn't come. The yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel taught, it means that it fills, it's male the kash, it fills the straw with grain. The Braisa says that it means that it comes down on the kernels and on the straw. The Braisa says Yoyer rain comes in Cheshvan and Malkish comes in Nisan. The Braisa asks, maybe Yoyer comes in Kislev. Pasuk says, be'ito Yoyer Malkish. Just like Malkish comes in his best proper time, so too Yoyer, which therefore is Cheshvan. Braisa says, or Meir says, the Yoyer rain comes in Cheshvan and Malkish comes in Nisan. And the Chum say, the Yoyer comes in Kislev. Rav Chisda said, the Chachamim is Rabbi Yoisi, because we see that he says in the Braisa, at the last day of the first rains could even come on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Revi Yishlishas is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, means they come, he says they come on the 17th of Cheshvan, the 23rd of Cheshvan, and the first day of Kislev. So that's referring to him, that he says it could even come in Kislev. Rav Chisda passed like Rabbi Yoisi. Amemir said, Rav Chisda's psak was regarding asking for rain, and he passed on the Rebbe Gamaliel, who says we do so on the 7th of Cheshvan. In fact, it's important to know when the first rain should come, because if that's the time we begin saying Saint Talamot. It's also important to know when the last group of rain from the Yoyer is supposed to come, because that's when we, if it doesn't come, we know we have to start fasting then. What's the significance of knowing when the second rain should come? So Rabbi Zeir said we have to notice for purposes of Nedarim, if someone makes a Neder until the rain comes, or from the rain, when the rains come, it means the second rain. Vizvit said, a Mishnah says that the second rain is a time when even the wealthy people can take the leket or shikha of the olives. That's why it's important to know. Rav Papa says, the second rain is a time when it becomes usher to walk through someone else's field as a shortcut. That's why it's important to know. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that this is the time during the Shemitah year that one must take the straw from his house and put it back into the field, since at that time there's no longer edible straw out in the field for the wild animals to eat. That's why it's important to know when the second rains come. Zakmar Ravo said rainfall is referred to as revia because the rain penetrates the earth and causes it to bear fruit like a male that causes the female to give birth. Ravo said the first rain is considered sufficient when it comes down enough so that it penetrates one tefach into the ground. The second rain is considered sufficient when it makes the ground muddy enough that you can make the cover of a barrel from it without having to add any additional water. Rav Chisda said rain that made it muddy enough to make the cover of a barrel is clearly not in the category of the curse of Yotzar, where Hashem says he's going to hold back rain. Rav Chisda said when the rain comes before the time of saying Shema, it's not considered to be a problem of the Otsar. Abai said this means when it comes during the day, which is before the time of saying Shema at night. However, rain that comes at night before the time of saying Shema of the morning, that's actually not beneficial and therefore may still be considered to be the Otsar. Papa asks, we find the nighttime rain is beneficial. Amar says, when there are thick clouds, it's during such a rain, even at night, it's beneficial. When there are thin clouds, it's not beneficial. Rabbi Yehuda said the year is better when there's no rain in Tevis. Some explain this to mean because the roads remain in good condition and people can walk to and travel to yeshiva to go learn. Others explain because the produce will not be wet when the winter winds come, which would prevent, and therefore it prevents the wind. If there's no rain in Tevis, it prevents the winds from damaging the produce. Rav Chisda asked, Rav Chisda had once said that the year is better when Tevis is dirty and muddy, l'chari, meaning that it rained in Tevis. You see, it actually is good to rain in Tevis. So Mar said Rabbi Yehuda was discussing where there was sufficient rainfall before Tevis. Rav Chisda is discussing where it hadn't rained previously, so then it's better that it should rain in Tevis. Zok the Gemara, Rav Chisda said, when rain only falls on part of a province of a Medina, that's not considered to be a problem of Yotza, because there will be sufficient produce for all from the other part of the province which did get rain. In fact, Gemara Pasuk discusses when rain falls only on one city, not the other. And Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said it's a curse for both cities. Moshe of Chisda was discussing where the rain came down in a normal way. Rav was discussing where even the city that got the rain had floods that destroyed the produce, so one place didn't get rain at all, the other one got floods, so neither of them can produce produce. Zakmar Ravo said, One makes a bracha on the rain when the chosan goes out likras kala, when the groom goes out to meet the bride, meaning when there are puddles, so that the raindrops cause drops to jump up from the puddle. That means there's enough rain that it's you can at that point make a bracha to thank Hashem for sending the rain. What bracha is made? Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rav, said, we say, we thank you, Hashem, our God, for each and every drop that you brought down for us. Rabbi Yochanan said, one should continue and say, Ilu fin malik shriya kayom, etc., and should end with the baruch roiv ha'idois. Why we only say roiv ha'idois, not kol ha'idois? Rav said, therefore, one should end with kel ha'idois. Rav Papa said, therefore, one should say kel ha'idois and roiv ha'idois.